Hey.
Salutations. Queens and kings.
We are black.
Yes, we are. We are back.
With another QKJJ podcast episode. And we're here because of you, you being the heartbeat of this show. And if you tuned into our last episode, which you should because it is a part two, so that means you need to check out part one, then part two, then this episode. Okay, you got three things to do.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And that is your applause. That is your applause.
So as you can hear, I really can't. As you can hear, King has obviously been gifted a keyboard.
I have been gifted from birth.
Okay.
With an F at the end.
I doubt that in the labor process, your mom was like, this is going to get my son a keyboard. I doubt. You said from birth.
From birth.
No. Anyway.
Ain't that right, Mr. Kitten? Yes.
I can't. You know what? You just go ahead and do it by yourself.
No. This is a true team effort here. And QKJJ, again, we welcome you, and we always want to ask.
Yes, salutations, queens and kings, brothers and sisters, as always.
And we, you know, how are you doing?
Yes.
Hopefully, you had a fruitful week, learned something new, and gained a better understanding of this existence we call life.
Yes, that's what we try to do every week. Make it.
Oh my gosh, are we boring you, queen? Excuse me. Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
You're that teacher. Like, you yawn in the front row, and then they're like, oh, are we boring you, Miss Wright? Like, seriously, no. Anyway, I was just saying, that's what we try and do each week, is just make sure it's a fruitful week. Learn that. Make sure that we've learned something new, gained a better understanding about something. And just grown from the previous week.
Absolutely.
So hopefully that has happened in your life as well. And this week, as you know, we've been sewing our butts off. You can definitely check out our Instagram. You'll see that we've been going live.
Please and thank you.
A few times a week, just showing you that we've been working on your orders. We've had a lot of orders come in. And it has been a joy designing for you all. So you can definitely check out our website. I'll put the link in the show notes. It's qkjj.org. Or you can check out our Instagram at QueenJam or at QKJJ. Either way, they will direct you to either one of each other, if that makes sense.
And yes, it does.
Whew. So, King, how was your week? What did you do this week?
Like you said, Queen, we definitely were busy. Definitely keeping everything together during the pandemic in general, still going through that. And not to say it the way that I did or the energy that I've, the way that I pushed the energy out on it, but it is a lot to deal with. You get a lot of good insight on what you're seeing too as well, trying to stay vigilant, not only protecting yourself, but also your family. Mm-hmm. But that's just, you know, some things that I have personally picked up on throughout this past week. Just staying vigilant, definitely viewing others and seeing how they're taking things, and that's a whole different discussion. How did you fare last week? What was your insight that you can bring to people from last week?
Last week was, I would say it was interesting because the most thing I'm seeing on social media is this thing where people are saying, like, they're trying to give you steps to something, but they'll lead to the actual thing that they want you to do. For instance, they'll say the best way to season chicken is with oregano, salt, and pepper, and to tell them to arrest the cop that shot and killed Breonna Taylor.
Okay.
Like, they'll just lead it into
that. A nice little call to action.
Yeah, but it starts off, it gets you reading it, and then, you know, it leads into something else, or it will say something similar to that.
Right.
So I found that very interesting, because there's been a few times where I've been reading it, and it's been like, yeah, the best way that I like my nachos is to get, what is it called?
justice.
Yes, there we go. Justice for Breonna Taylor. Yes. And so it starts off as something and segues into something else. Absolutely. I thought that was nice because everyone's news feed, not everyone's, but a good portion of people's news feed have gone back to quote-unquote normal. And I've also saw people posting, like, even though it may seem as though the protests have ended and that your lives have gone back to quote-unquote normal, Black lives still matter.
Right.
So it's that. It's people still wanting to make sure that we do not forget what we're fighting for, what this all started after, and just continuing to be on code, like we've been listening to the past couple of weeks. Just continuing to be on code, continuing to be uncompromising, and just continuing to do everything that you can, you know, do your part, whether it's protesting, whether it's using your platform to showcase someone else, you know, something like that.
Absolutely. That's a fair point. That's a fair way of especially looking at it, too, as well.
Yes, and you can...
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to drop something. I was just going to say, if anyone wanted to join in on the conversation, you can use the hashtag QKJJ podcast.
Absolutely. Now, our Black inspiration, positive energy, and honest and smile pledge.
Yes,
to the best of our knowledge, we'll be honest.
To the best of our knowledge,
we'll be honest without compromising ourselves or any parties who wish to take part.
Doing your own research is a necessity. Check your emotions at the door and embrace pure facts.
Most importantly,
remember to always smile because you have the weapon of
knowledge.
Yep.
What are you sipping on, Quinn?
I'm actually sipping on some ginger ale, some lemonade, some strawberry lemonade, and some ginger ale as well.
You said ginger ale twice, I believe.
No, because I said I'm sipping on some ginger ale lemonade, and I said some strawberry lemonade, actually, and some ginger ale. Yes, so hopefully that's what I said, because I can't go back in the future and be like...
I got you. Yeah. Go into the future, to the past, so you can change your present, so you can go ahead and get out of what you just said.
Yeah, I got you. And just retrace my steps to make sure.
Exactly.
What are you sipping on? Oh, and some water, of course.
Power aid for the electrolyte, excuse me. An H2O, a.k.a. agua, a.k.a. water, a.k.a. that necessity, a.k.a. 70% of my body.
Right, over 70. Facts. And I want to say that we're also eating on some delectable fruits. Almost every podcast episode, we're always like chewing on something. I don't know if you can hear it or not, but it's usually like some fruits that we have.
Right now, got some cherries and some black grapes.
Yes.
Beautiful mix.
Black cherries and black grapes.
Black cherries and black grapes.
That's one of the things, too, that I learned as we're going down this healthier journey is that what people don't tell you is that you should eat more things that have more of a darker hue to them. So they have a lot of rich nutrients in them. So I used to like green grapes. I think green grapes for real. Most I've done is like the purple.
Right.
But other than that, never the black grapes like that. But they taste a lot better than the green grapes.
I feel you.
And the only downside is the cherries are not year round too. That's the downside.
Hey, but hey.
Right.
You know, what can you do about that?
What medication are you? You want to tell people about how psyched you are?
Oh, I was excited, y'all. Excited. If you want to be if you want to be first acquaintance and build up a friendship, a rapport, and you are in the world of cannabis, medical, or recreational, I would advise if you were to give me a particular strain, for that strain to be a sativa named Sour Diesel. Yes, I said it. That is probably currently my favorite strain.
Yep.
As a sativa, I can't really, you know, say anything bad about a sativa because the whole purpose is to uplift you, give you more of a active chemical approach. That's the whole purpose of the plant too, as well, get you moving, energized, interactive, and some may also say open up your artistic side. But
Yeah, I did.
That is definitely...
I feel that.
Yeah.
It was energizing.
Medication of choice at this time. And definitely provides a greater... greater respect, man. Respect these sativas out here. Alright? Mm-hmm. Respect these sativas. Get yourself some... Because those sativas is where it's at.
Yes.
Sativas where it's at.
Some people, but it's all based on your preference and your body chemistry.
That's absolutely correct.
I would say, and this is just my experience.
What's
okay?
your experience?
My experience, what I was told was, you know, you definitely want to try out a lot of, you know, just different strains and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And people had told me to go into the dispensary and ask my bud tender.
So you kind of walk yourself into the...
I can't with you in the...
Kind of walk yourself into it, huh? Like, that's how some people tell you. Just kind of walk yourself... Just easily into it.
He is trying to... What he's trying to do is prove to me that he doesn't need a key to get all the... To get all the sounds right. Is that what you were going for? Are you sure? Trickling water?
Trickling water, my dear.
Is that even trickling water? What does it say that it is?
That's water.
Either way, I've had people tell me to go into the dispensary and ask my bud tender, you know, what would be great for you. And usually they'll tell you something like, well, how do you want to feel? You know, what are you looking for? Or what are you suffering from?
There you
Whether
go.
As far as, like, chronic pain mm-hmm. or this, like, nausea or something like that that you could, you know, be wanting to get a certain strain for. I would recommend always just doing your own research, like we always, you know, preach to you, because I've had bud tenders that have been knowledgeable and they know how to carry on a conversation about, you know, the different terpenes and all the different profiles that would match with your specific body type
mm-hmm.
or what you're looking for in a strain. And then I've had other bud tenders where I just told them, where I've had to tell a bud tender, like, I'm not looking to get high. You know, like, I'm not, that's not my main goal. Because you'll go into, you'll go into some places and they'll actually tell you, like, oh, well, this is 28.9 and this is 20 and this is 32. And you're like, that's great. But what I'm looking for is So that's why I say it's just best to just be knowledgeable yourself when you go in and just do your own research. It's not that hard.
Yeah.
A lot of the time they have a lot of great, I'm a visual learner, so I like little graphs and stuff like that that I can look at and charts and stuff.
Right.
So I'll use that. And we've actually attended a presentation where they did hand out little graphs and charts to tell you the different terpenes and things that you can look for in a certain profile.
And that was amazing. Yeah, that was great knowledge, because a lot of anything in life, if you have bad information, you have bad power. Good information provides you with good power.
And little information
and little
is still
information, yeah. I mean,
still bad.
Yeah, it, you know, you got something, but, you know.
Yeah.
That was one of the...
You don't want part of the story is pretty much what we're saying.
Exactly. That was the biggest takeaway, is make sure exactly what Queen is preaching. We always preach, just do your research.
Mm-hmm.
And always keep in mind, too, when you get into the aspect or the avenue of doing your own research, taking a part of the community is just something new that you can gravitate towards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like any community that's been provided some type of prerequisite, you know, cannabis is given this dark, shadowy, marijuana, bad. And it's like, the sad part is, the really sad part is, there's a huge disconnect within a community of individuals that actually want to reach out and actually make people aware of the opportunities that you can take advantage of, especially in a plant that you could let your community know, gain enough ground, and actually change some fundamentals and the rulings within your actual area and your community.
The propaganda that ran to go against weed was to go against weed, marijuana, cannabis.
Yeah.
However you wanted to describe it.
Correct.
Was something that had a great impact on, I know, my parents' generation and your parents' generation.
Yeah,
I know
yeah.
that for a fact. Like,
absolutely.
They saw that, and it was pretty much, marijuana was pitched to people like tobacco. Like, you don't want to smoke because of this, that, and the third. But people smoke tobacco like it doesn't give you cancer. You can't, you know, end up, it just doesn't give you health problems. Like, it doesn't have the over 500 chemicals that it does have. But that's neither here nor there. So that's all I'm saying. Just do your own research, because I've had to go in there and educate a bud tender. That's what I'm saying. Like the one bud tender that I told you, like, I don't care how, what 28 point, all that crap. I don't care about that.
Right.
I want it to do this, that, and the third. Right. You know, I want something outdoor. I want something untrimmed. You know, things like that that will have, that will formulate a different conversation when you go in.
And the funny part is you'll end up getting into such a world. That's what I was actually leaning in towards. You actually get yourself into a world where you can find that chemical makeup that actually matches you, that matches, I guess, similar to what you would like to experience. The funny part about, you want to label it marijuana, weed, cannabis, it's a simple plant that has a very graphic code and actually a very great medium that you yourself can build upon. So you can state, I want one that probably doesn't smell so pungent as others that I've probably came across. But I still want the relaxing effect. If that's not just a body relaxing or a head relaxing, you can actually get yourself into a position where you can not only learn, but actually produce something that you've, you know, that you wanted to actually learn more about in the beginning. So that's why I said, please, you know, take the information that we're providing you, because you can actually utilize this not only within your family, you know, not only for yourself, but also for your community. You can start to change things, how things are legislative and put into place. You can actually do a lot of change, make a lot of change. Please don't be afraid of
Change.
You know, there's a lot of benefits that are coming this way. You have a lot of people that are in very powerful positions, and I don't want to be political while on this podcast, but at the end of the day, you have a lot of people.
Unfortunately, being black is political, so we can't help it. I will say that.
Right. Our current Attorney General, Bill Barr, he has a particular personal standpoint. And I don't know what it is. Maybe he had a bad experience, and that's his one experience personally. Or maybe he may know someone that may have had a bad experience. And again, that's their experience. For the movement itself, I think it hurts overall if you're going to put a dampening or try to hold a grudge against growers, against people that are trying to license themselves, that really, really people that are trying to reach out and educate people about a simple plant that has been here well before we were here, well before we were born, and utilize simple properties that have been put into place. It's really not that hard. And I think the sad part is, for me, when we start to talk about someone putting a stipulation on a plant, not only you can look, well, you know, what about other plants that end up turning into other types of drugs or harder drugs? I'm not going in that route. All I'm saying is, if someone has that much control, again, over a plant that already has been documented well before we got here for medicinal or medical purposes, we should probably think about what other plants, crops, things of that nature, because of a propaganda or a personal opinion about something, that they want to demonize it. I'm just saying, you have to look outside of that point and really realize the end game. It's not always about one thing. Some things are just a prop to move on to the next. So with that being said,
you're in your game right now.
Oh, of course, because I don't want to be one of those individuals, especially in this space, where we're not being truthful and we're not being honest. And if I can provide especially that inside of information, we already know, if you look right now and go into your closest supermarket, you'll see, if you want to go ahead and get anything, some type of food, it's probably going to be a little overpriced, depending on if it is or is not in season. From last year, or at least 5 years ago, 10 years, I'm sure that you can see some changes in prices within our food. Granted, some may say that depending on how much you make, could probably weigh out what you can or cannot purchase. But at the end of the day, when we're talking about putting stipulations on a plant, you should think about what other plants may have that same propaganda or stipulations. What if, you know, you're in a position where you move your family out to a piece of land and you can do for self, and you decide that you want to grow your own food. Mm-hmm. And that same state, county, principality, whatever board that is sitting and resting and has power amongst your community states that you can only plant so many acres of corn, soybeans, or other fruits and vegetables that may be a large commodity that's being traded on a day-to-day basis. You have to think about on a greater end scale of really how your food is being tooled against you. So again, I don't want you to go too deep into it, but at least do your own research and pay attention. Please don't be afraid. If you're getting into cannabis and you want to be a closer acquaintance, and give me a gift. And that strain for me, Sativa, Sour Diesel for now, and Queen, what is yours?
I haven't met mine yet. Uh-huh. That I enjoy, that I could be like, oh, I want this one. I haven't met it yet. Maybe I gotta travel somewhere. I feel like my strain is in Jamaica. I'm just saying. That's just me. So once I go to Jamaica, I'll come back and I'll let you all know.
Okay.
Other than that, yeah, I'll just take whatever I can get. Because like I said, I'm not too pressed on, you know, certain things. But I do love the Sour Diesel. That definitely had me active. Something to put me to sleep. I enjoyed Lavender Jones at one time. The Dog Walkers. Yes. That, whatever came in Dog Walkers, I was down for.
Said I was down for.
Yes. Got our Man News, Media Accent News. And the crazy part, the crazy part about it though.
I'm sorry.
That's why I said you can go ahead and do the.
No, I'm sorry.
You can do a bark because it's turned into, once you added the theatrics, the sound effects, you have turned into a one-man show, okay? All you need is, like, some cymbals here. You'd be good to go. Well, you probably got the sound effects.
Oh, they're not. And I just want to be able to provide. Mm-hmm. Provide more to this, because I want people to feel. You got to give people stages and steps so you can actually get the feeling of where people are coming from. But
show people that we're growing.
Absolutely. Give them that media apps and news, boo.
I was just going to say, if you are looking for, let's just say, I just don't know how to describe it, because I want to say if what you're seeing now on your social media stream is not hard enough and you're looking for something hardcore, mm-hmm. Go visit the Black Channel. Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. How would you pitch that?
How would I pitch it?
Because once they listen to it, they would be like, I mean, you know, some people would be like, okay. Other people would be like, this is what I've been waiting for, to be uncompromising.
Yeah.
So, I'm just wondering, how would you describe the Black Channel? I'm going to put the link, the channel that we're talking about, it's a YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to put the link for it down below, all the things that we address in the Man News. I'll put the link down below.
Well, I would say.
Show notes, sorry.
Exactly what you, no, you
I
said
it. Down below.
Oh, yeah, they'll get it.
All right, they'll get it.
In the link. Mm-hmm. Show link notes. Definitely a channel that's full-fledged, straight in your face.
Uncompromising.
I mean, let's be real, too. You know, we have dealt with a lot of Black media, or those that are within the Black media limelight. And some provide certain characteristics that we need. I can definitely tell that the message... Overall, the message, I understand that wanting to push your people forward, as anyone that's trying to uplift their folks, especially within the media, that's the point. You know, push out make people feel a certain way, grab their emotion, and move them into a direction that so that they can make a decision. And definitely, Black Channel is one of those, you know.
You want to get on code?
Yeah, if you want to get on code or straight, you know, straight to your face, especially.
And no less conversation and more actionable conversation, you know, yeah. Action-based conversation.
And the funny part is you can actually call in. You can actually call yes. in and speak and actually give your opinion. And that'll give you a nice little space where you can gravitate and have a open dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
You can do this every weekend, Saturday and Sundays. Particularly.
Yes. Oh, that just reminded me of something. Go ahead.
Saturday and Sunday, the Black Channel on YouTube, and put that in the show notes. Check it out. It's B1. Shout out
Black to Jason. First.
Yep.
Mm. I was gonna say when you said Saturday, Friday through Saturday, you said Friday through Saturday or Friday through Sunday?
No. Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday.
On the weekend.
So, I have something that will give you black-ass joy Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Talk about it.
Which is Nightcap with Erica.
Talk about it. Say it again.
Nightcap with Erica. She comes on Friday, right now during the quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
She comes on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought about it, so I'm like typing it in the notes here so I can make sure that I post it in the show notes, her YouTube page and her Facebook page.
Well, shoot, I'm going to push it out there. Nightcap with Erica is the first time y'all have ever been on any type of platform where I can see a pastor 1 minute in a segment and in the next segment, a stripper just going full at it, bro. I've never, ever in my life seen anything like
that's
that.
That's fact. She said action. From the pastor to the pulpit.
Pastor
she
to
said
the pole.
From the pulpit to the pole.
To the pole. Mm-hmm. I ain't never seen that before. It actually have people from all walks, all types of careers, especially
backgrounds,
from film to medicine, yeah. Law, education.
Entertainment.
I mean, everything is in sciences. I mean, yes, in designing. Everything you could possibly, technology, everything you could possibly think of. Banking, finance.
Yep.
I mean, like I said, business, you know, the key point, definitely we respect it. It's something that I know in general, our queens need to see this space because from a man's point of view, outside looking into as well, I always understand that strife. Anytime our queens have a space mm-hmm. where they can grow in on a mainstream or scale, you see the potential, and for some strange reason, whether it's production, whether it's upper management, quote unquote, mm-hmm. executive, and you know, or casting has some type of issue for some reason early on, always gets cut. But for that's not gonna happen. You know, that this is definitely a different vibe because I definitely see queens always have a way of picking up where the last queen mm-hmm. was and keeping it going and pulling each other up. That's exactly what this queen is doing. There's no stopping her.
Mm-hmm.
All she needs is support. You know, that's the funny part. At the end of the day, everything is already lined up.
Yep.
Oh, every queen needs is just support.
Yes.
So that's all she's asking for.
Yeah, so support this queen. You can definitely check her out Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yep.
She says she is going to be moving to during the week possibly just mm-hmm. because everyone's getting as the quarantine is lifted, the stay-at-home orders are lifted, less people are going to be in the house. So mm-hmm. she doesn't want to keep doing the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday if people are going to be out and about.
Right.
So, you could definitely go check her out. She, like King said, like, she's had everything from she had a pole dancing class, like a pole dancer presentation, all the way to a pastor coming on afterward, and
hello.
Then having a relationship coach, and then having someone who has started their own agency in entertainment because she couldn't get hired in the entertainment industry, so she just started her own agency. That's another dope person that you definitely have to go follow.
And but say that just, again, building it by yourself when no one else will let you in the where? No one will let you in the door, you build it by yourself. It's sad.
But the crazy thing about, like, little setbacks like that, like, she could have just taken that loss and just been like, dang, like, no one will hire me. I guess I'll just keep looking for a job. But she took control of the situation. Got in front of it and said, I'm just going to start my own agency.
Yeah.
And it's moments like that.
Where you just blast off.
Yep. And I'll tell you all another thing. I know, especially with everything that's been going on with the protests and just the recent support and yearning to support Black-owned businesses. Mm-hmm. And people of all races have been yearning to support Black-owned businesses recently with everything that's been going on with the protests and everything. So, I have a website that has all Black-owned appliances, Black-owned, let me look at the categories. Everything on here is Black-owned. They have everything from beauty, bath and body, skincare, beauty, grocery, hair, mom and baby, menstrual care, and home.
Mm-hmm.
So everything on here is Black-owned. Everything on here says all natural market by Black artists. So
artisans.
Mm-hmm. It's Black-owned, non-toxic, carefully created, and quality tested. And I was looking through here for some things as well. I went to the menstrual products and they had the honey pot on there. So you know that's a plus. I see Black soap on here.
Fellas, you want to go ahead
and
get clean up?
I got the beard over here. Mm-hmm.
Get the beard cleaned up. Go ahead and get whatever shampoos, beard oils, especially when it comes to taking care of your skin.
Yes.
Man, come on now.
Yes.
Take care of our skin now.
And it's called Black. It's www.blackgreen.com.
Yeah.
It's spelled BLKGRN.com.
Almost reminds you of the Green Book.
Right. I'll make sure I put the link down below for that one as well. Because we have that. That's a great company. And we also are on, we actually have a profile on We Buy Black. So that's another place that I will put in the show notes that you can locate us on as well. And locate other Black-owned businesses on there as well.
Absolutely.
And we were also doing some research in the spirit of making sure that we are just being more serious about where we're spending our black dollars and getting more serious about our Black dollars.
Talk.
So, if you still want to partake in liquor and liquor, and you know you want to support a Black-owned liquor company, then or wine company as well, because that was majority of what I found is a lot of Black-owned wines.
Mm-hmm.
There is a Black-owned tequila I found. There's a Black-owned tequila called De Leon that I found. I'll put the link for that. There is another Black-owned tequila as well that I found. But I'll put the link for this article that has a lot of Black-owned spirits. And then you can check that out too. Because I don't know what your preference is. I know that some people are social drinkers, some people drink at home, but right. I don't know, you know, whether you want vodka or whatever.
If you're going to drink, and if you're going to go down that path, spend it with your own people so you can go ahead and get that money back into rotation.
Yep.
That money going back into rotation, set up their account with a Black-owned bank or a financial institution.
Mm-hmm.
That institution can also loan money out to folks that look exactly like you. Someone needs money for their kids to go to a historically Black college, a university, one of those young Black people or whomever probably wants to own a home, to put a down payment on a home. Hey, if it's even a car loan, whatever the case may be, and they're purchasing it from a Black-owned dealership or whatever the case, or a real estate agent. So think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Put your money into rotation. That money is definitely going to get back into the rotation for our Black dollars. Let's do it.
That our Black dollars only spend about 6 hours in our community, so that's our long-term goal, is to make sure that we find a way to, no matter how far our dollar goes out, it's still within the Black community. Because what I learned from watching Magic Mike, when I keep calling him Magic Mike, Killer Mike.
Killer Mike.
Yeah. Wow. I keep calling him Magic Mike for some freaking reason. But when I was watching Killer Mike, and he had his Killer Mike series on, I believe it was Netflix.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yes, I believe it was Netflix. And he was just talking about, he did this thing pretty much where he was like, I'm only supporting Black only. I'm going to go this whole week. I think it was a week or a few days or something.
Oh, it was a whole week.
Yeah, it was a whole week. And he had to only support Black owned. And it's crazy because he thought when he went to a Black owned barbecue restaurant that he was like, all right, I'm going to support this Black owned barbecue restaurant. He sat down, got ready for his plate. And then his mans was like, bruh, is the food from a Black farmer? Like, are you taking it that far? And he was like, dang, bruh. He was sitting there thinking to himself, like, I really don't want to ask. Because you could see it in his face because he didn't know whether they were going to say yes or no. And he was starving, you all, because he realized that there was no Black-owned chains that he can go to. Like, there could possibly be, you know, Black-owned McDonald's or something like that. But he's looking for a Black-owned through and through.
Everything.
Okay, you know, like a chain, like McBlack's or something. You know, he's looking for a Black-owned chain for us.
Shout out to McBlack's. There's yes. McBlack's out there. Shout out to you, McBlack's.
Shout out to the McBlack's. But I think whole time McDonald's has trademarked and coined the Mick. So we probably sure. couldn't even use that. Anyway, sure. whatever.
Well, the only McBlack that I know closest to that will be McDowell's.
No, McDowell's was the real struggle.
Yeah, McDowell
was the real struggle. He said, next thing you know, I'll be manager. I'll okay? Be manager. At least it's people like you gotta have a vision set in place when you come, when you set intent when you start working somewhere. Okay, yeah. Don't just be working, just mopping the floors. Know that I'm gonna be manager.
See, my man said, I was like you guys a year ago. Mopping the floors. Now I'm cleaning the lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
Next couple weeks. Or no, he said
years.
Next couple years, manager. That's when the big bucks start rolling in.
There were some steps in between. There were some phases in between there. Phases, but he was just like, long-term goal is manager. So I was just thinking about that. And that's pretty much what Killer Mike was trying to figure out. Like, is this establishment getting their resources, getting their food, getting their supplies from a Black-owned farmer? And he pretty much had to ask them. They told him no. He couldn't even support that. So that's pretty much what we're saying. Like, we're trying to make it to the point to where it doesn't matter how far that dollar goes out, even if you spend it with a Black-owned restaurant, you know that they're getting from Black-owned farmers, and you know that it's being produced at a Black-owned plant, you know, just all the way far out. And that's what we're trying to get to long term. So that's why we're trying to get more serious. I know other people have already started, but we just have to get everybody on the bandwagon, getting on code, like the dude on the Black Channel talks about, getting on code and just getting serious, y'all. We gotta get serious. Everybody thinks it's a game. Boosie just fried up some people waiting in line for Gucci. But at the end of the day, like, you know, people have to realize that they are greater than what they're seeking. Because everybody thinking like, all right, I'm about this Gucci. And then once so-and-so see me with the Gucci, they know that I'm worth da-da-da-da. But the whole time, you're worth way more than that freaking Gucci. You're priceless. Gucci has a price tag on it. You're priceless. Okay?
Let me tell people right now. This is how it's set up.
Is the volume up? I don't even hear anything. Oh no, you can't play it with that taken out. Not technical difficulties, y'all. Just give us a second. King wanted to play something for you. But at the end of the day, like I was saying, you are the power. You ain't gotta worry about all that extra stuff. All that labels, they don't mean nothing. If you want a label, go get it from the thrift store. At least you're actually paying the full value for it.
Hey.
And get it half off, honey, because that's how much it really is worth. That such and such sweater is really worth the $4 or $5 that you're getting it for at thrift stop. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm just saying. Is it working? So, one thing I will say is.
Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna go on about the power because I just don't. as a person who was raised, like, I just was not raised to worship labels. If there was a label, it was like, oh, that's nice, you know? But there are, like, a Young Ma said in her song, she was like, how you wearing a designer clothes when you broke or something, remember? And it's just like, I just don't understand it. I don't get it. And I want y'all to want better for yourselves. Not trying to talk down to anybody or anything like that. Right. Because we have the power to manifest whatever we want.
And you know? It takes time.
Yeah, it definitely takes time. But we have the power to manifest whatever we want. Even people in the hood rocking designer stuff that celebrities can't even get. And they're trying to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying, we have the power of manifestation. So let's manifest our economic power. All right? Let's do this. Just 2 years, huh? Bruh, them 2 years going to pass regardless, okay? Mm. It's what are you going to do with those 2 years?
My man said he was going from washing the lettuce to the fries.
Yes.
Then he's going to jump to the grill. Afterwards, assistant manager.
Assistant.
That's 2 years, and that's when the big bucks start rolling in.
Y'all, he going to be making at least $18 an hour. For that assistant manager position. You're going to be raking in the zout, okay? I love it. I will say that our quote for this week is, I've freed thousands of slaves. I could have freed thousands of more if only they knew that they were slaves. Who y'all think that's from?
Maya Angelou.
Close. It was her sister. Her cousin.
Who was it?
Her cousin or her sister.
Who was it?
Harriet Tubman.
Thank you.
Hey, Hurry Girl. Shout out to you. Black fist in your direction. Okay? Because it's some of us living through you now. You know, living with that spirit that you have. So I appreciate it. Because somebody got to do it. Somebody got to go out there. We're the main ones. That energy that I tell you about in what was that movie that they were talking about that we were helping them get into space? Hidden Figures.
Uh-huh.
Bruv, we have that energy of get out the way, I'll do it. Octavia Spencer even sacrificed her freedom stealing that daggone book from that library to say, I'm going to go in here and solve the problem that y'all just can't figure out. You know, that's a whole rant for another day. Because, you know, it's gonna little Kanye rant, you know? So, you don't want to do that. I can't with you. So, you all, as you know, our podcast is written, edited, produced, directed, created by us and only us. All right. And we enjoy meeting with you, our listeners, and we want to be able to give you more content on a consistent basis. So you can do that. You can help us do that by subscribing to us on whichever platform that you're listening to us, whether it is SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whichever platform you're listening to us on. Definitely showing support on there is what helps boost our platform, and giving us a 5-star review actually on Apple Podcasts, giving us a heart on SoundCloud also definitely helps. We got to get that interaction, just knowing that you all are listening and appreciate our feedback, and we appreciate your feedback too, because that's our main goal, is to be here to provide some information to you all and just invoking thought.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely invoking thought and encouraging you all to do your own research. You know, don't take our word for anything that we're saying. Go figure it out for yourself. please do.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't want you to we don't want to get in the habit of just receiving information that people give to us. Don't just accept it, you know?
Get up and
go! I'm so proud of you. Mm-hmm. Proving that you can do this without a key. I'm proud of you.
Oh, absolutely.
And you can literally Google QKJJ, and there's a plethora of us and all of our details. If you want to know a way that you can support this platform so we can provide more content on a consistent basis and upgrade our equipment, there is an option. There's a commitment option that we have for patreon.com/QKJJ. I'll have all this information in the show notes. We have tiers on there. Tiers starting as low as $1 all the way up to, I believe, $18. That involve a lot of different benefits for the people who do decide to commit to our Patreon. And then we have a goal as well of 200 patrons. So once we hit that goal, it's definitely going to be very beneficial to us and very beneficial to you. If you want to still contribute to our platform, but you cannot make the commitment of the monthly dollar to $18, then we do have the non-committal option, which is PayPal. You can do paypal.me/QKJJ, and you can drop however much in the pot that you want, however many times that you want, and that is perfect. And we also accept Cash App as well, $QKJJ, and that's another option where you can come and drop some money in the pot as many times as you want. And we appreciate whatever it is, because we'll just be using that money so that we can boost our platform, provide you the content on a consistent basis, upgrade our equipment, cultivate a space that allows us to perform and be the best for you. So we can, space. You know. Yeah, take the time to research certain things and, like, get out there in the field. Like Dane talk about, I'm not over here Googling. I'm out in the field. Mm-hmm. Okay, I want to be out in the field.
Right.
But if I'm still doing all this exercise, I can't be out in the field like that. So you can also follow us on social media at Queen Gym at QKJJ. We have information on there.
Yeah.
And as always, we have the non-monetary ways that you can help us donate. And you can always tag us when you're listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
Share the podcast on your social media platforms. And we're asking that you tell a minimum of 2 people about this podcast, okay? Because if you're a dope person, chances are you know at least 2 or 3 more dope people. So we're dependent on you, all right? We'll put this info in our show notes. Remember that. We appreciate the support. And as we always say, money is energy. So we're sending back that positive energy in your way and hope that you receive it back 1,000 times over so that you can do the things that bring you Black Ash joy. We appreciate you.
Go.
So, y'all, let's just jump right into this episode. Okay? We're just gonna jump right into it. We have another white woman quote this week, our WWQ. You know, I love those because there's always something that I hear. This week took the cake for me as we were sitting at our desk, as we were working in the midst of all that. Guess what we hear from outside from one of our, you wanna say names?
I don't want to say that. You know, okay. People that just happen to be way too close.
In earshot, yes. Yes, in earshot. I heard my dad's convinced Black Lives Matter is to kill white people.
Ugh. Sad. Sad. Sad.
And I want to. Sad. I feel like we should make a little poll of like which white woman quote just like takes.
That was a dog whistle, babe.
Because remember the other white woman quote we had where she was like, "I thought racism ended when we had Obama." That one takes the cake too. So like, eventually we're gonna have a chart and we're gonna get everybody to vote. Like, this is this week's 5 or this month's 5 white woman quotes. Which one did it for you? Which one just had you done? I loved it. When I heard it, it was just like, at this point, you know, it's kind of like they should be, you know, you know, because she said her dad is scared.
So pretty much.
Because he's convinced that Black Lives Matter is to kill all white people. And it's just like, hey, at this point, whatever makes you feel comfortable, okay? Assume assume what you make, because he's far gone.
Dog whistle.
He's far gone.
I don't think we can get him back.
Yeah, I was going to say, assume what you want, because even if I was to say, of course it's not, he's like, bullshit.
You know what he's done? He got up that morning, listened to his frog, drank the water of crazy, answered his bell, and drank
and got
his sadness.
Y'all, it just doesn't... It's not like we're seeking these quotes either. I know people are probably like, what are you just like waiting? No, okay? No. It just happens within the 2-week span that we have to come and record again. We hear something in earshot. We're like, oh, yeah.
You just want those people to just get on their horses and just ride off.
Keep that thought to myself.
You just want people just like that, just...
It's baffling at this point. Like, when I heard it, like I said, it... Think what you make, because you're gone. You're gone.
Dare I do it again?
So, we're actually, for this week, we're actually going to read the letter that the Black Panthers sent in an open letter to several celebrities, some of your favorite celebrities. Sorry, I'm just loading the page for you all, but...
I think that's dope that they went ahead and got in contact as well, just, you know, yeah, made them aware of what was up.
Mm-hmm. It says, this is an article, I'll make sure that I link the article in the show notes. This is from imixwhatilike.org. Great. And an open letter from original Black Panther Party members to Black hip-hop artists who have an interest in our community. Mm-hmm. In quotes, they said, T.I., Killer Mike, Cardi B, Kanye West, Beyonce, Jay-Z, P. Diddy, Ludacris, 50 Cent, and others. Uh-huh. So here is the letter. I read the first, you know, first person. You like, go back and forth.
Sure.
Okay. You want me to load it?
There you go.
There you go. All right. Greetings and solidarity to each of you in recognition of your individual voice, influence, and cultural following among current generations of Black people / Africans in the diaspora and on the continent. We salute you. While we only know you from the public domain, we know that many of you come from backgrounds where you face poverty, police brutality, lack of health care, and other forms of oppression, like most Black people. Mm-hmm. We all recognize that we are in a watershed period of economic and government failure, mm-hmm, a pandemic, and now a resistance movement from which things will never emerge the same. What we all do in this period will directly impact the fortunes, survival, and freedom dreams of Black people and others around the world who suffer from the same oppression. Whether it's South African Fabulous, mm-hmm, South African Shanty towns and Palestinian territories, or the Black urban ghettos of racist America, capitalism, and white supremacy has turned the entire world into a ghetto for the profits of a few. So we should pay attention to each other, because here in the heart of racist America, we all have, and along with true allies, are truly all we need.
Individually, we who write this letter are formerly members of the original Black Panther Party, co-founded in 1966 by the late Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale in Oakland, California. We were targets of the FBI's infamous counterintelligence program codenamed COINTELPRO, which killed many of our comrades, including Fred Hampton, Mark Clark, and numerous other Panthers and revolutionary freedom fighters. We are veterans of government search and destroy missions that focused and forced our beloved comrade Asada Shakur into exile. We are former black political prisoners who spent decades in U.S. prisons, like our comrades Russell, Maroon, Schultz, Romaine, Chip, Fitzgerald, Sondita, Akoli, Jalil, Mutinquim, and Mumia Abdullah Jabal, who are still locked down today. In short, we were on the front line of government efforts to kill and destroy the black radical movements of civil human rights, including the right of self-determination. Now, some of us were also racist. Some of us were also racist law enforcement worst nightmare. Armed combatants in the revolutionary black underground, the Black Libertarian Army. Much of our history and our people's struggle has been kept away from you and seemingly unavailable to your generation as you reinvent what has been done, what was done in the past. Our people's enemies haven't changed. Circumstances and conditions have. History never repeats itself, but it damn sure can rhyme. The question is, where do we, black people, oppressed peoples, go from here? What is to be done? I mean, make no mistake, we are still at war, a war that began when, as Malcolm said, Plymouth Rock landed on us, and it has continued to this day. I'm battered. It is our duty as revolutionary freedom fighters to pass the lessons, wisdom, knowledge, and experiences to the next generation of freedom fighters, cultural workers, and activists. In that manner, an oppressed people can resist domination from one generation to the next without reinventing failures, pitfalls, or the mistakes of previous generations. It is our enemy's job to prevent this and isolate one generation from the other. It is our duty to denigrate the history of militant and radical traditions and burnish the history of integrationists who think we can simply vote our way out of this problem. It is for this reason that we have stepped forward at this neo-fascist movement in history driven by the current crisis of capitalist culture, an ongoing pandemic, and now renewed attention and massive demonstrations brought on by ongoing police murders in our community. We have chosen to focus this letter on you because our enemies constantly target you to help calm the people. They hope your new class status will outweigh the racial and class analysis. You have the chance to prove them wrong, and with your resources and influence, you can be crucial to the collective survival of our people. Tattoos, expensive cars, and private jets don't inoculate anyone from a disease and don't render you bulletproof. We have to collectively provide for our own human agency and not delude ourselves into thinking it's safer to integrate into a malign system of greed and dehumanization.
Mm-hmm. Some say we as Black Panther veterans are not the black people you should be. Some say we as Panther veterans are not the black people you should be seen talking to. Niggas should know their place, we've been told, and this is one of the reasons that powerless black folks have sports figures, actors, musicians, and brought off politicians as their public opinion makers. Their voices of the disenfranchised is only heard when they rage against the machine that has grounded down their lives. We have all been encouraged by the enemy of the black masses and our allies in protecting the murder, protesting the murder of George Floyd. But as each of you are well aware, the murder and brutality visited upon our people is nothing aberrational or new. The butchering, torturing, and dehumanization of black people extends back to the days of bull whips, castrations, and mass rape on the plantations of America's European founding fathers, and continues this day. This is the legacy from which modern law enforcement in America derived its overarching purpose, the protection of property and wealth, not people, especially not black people. No amount of training, social sensitivity, counseling, or small police forces will change this current impact of the history on law enforcement. Only our control of public safety in our communities will break this historical context for modern law enforcement. This begins with decentralization of police and community control of public safety.
This season of political struggle is indeed about the ballot and the bullet. To organize the former ballot, all progressive and radical forces in America need to come together in a united front against fascism and the material materialized. Military police state, exactly what we're in. This is what the BPP did at the height.
Black Panther Party.
Exactly. Of its
tumultuous 60s.
Mm-hmm. Resulting in delaying the outright consolidation of right-wing racist takeover of American foreign and domestic policy. Mm-hmm. And at end, you know, we must also look beyond solutions that are strictly based on legislative reform, voting, and individual capitalist enterprises. Black folks must survive institutional racism, paradigms of power and exercise, and of power and exercise political and social self-determination power. The public platforms each of you have can go a long way in creating that tactical and strategic.
Yeah, this tactical and strategic organizing vision.
With this in mind, we ask you who have a certain sway over the attitudes and minds of today's black youth to do the following.
This is a list that they've come up with. It's at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 points that they asking from the people that this letter was sent out to.
First point, let's meet and talk through a strategy. Queen. Let's meet and talk through a strategy based on liberating black people and our respective roles in the fight, in that fight. Number two, let us create a Pan-African refugee and relief agency where we become our own first responders in times of natural and or human-made disasters / pandemics. Three, help create a consortium so we can develop a new cooperative economic system where ownership is shared and is directed towards the needs of our people, workers, not consumerist enterprises. Four, support radical and revolutionary black organizations that have a history of accomplishment and institution building in our community that is independent of major corporate donations, government grants, and foundation founding. Five,
throughout your social media, mm-hmm, reach support the current rebellion in the streets and mass organizing for radical change.
Six,
if you are opposed to property destruction, then instead call for massive demonstrations at key government and private installations, excuse me, and give free concerts to encourage large numbers of people come out. Work with us and others to create and fund an independent black electoral platform and candidates with radical demands for black control and redistribution of the country's wealth and reparations for black people.
8.
Fight for the demilitarization and decentralization of the police. Create local community boards that can control the hiring, firing, and disciplining of police in their community.
9.
Let's create a not only new policing paradigm and a community restorative justice model and an end to the prison industrial complex. These are just some of the things you/we can do to create a united Black Liberation Front to challenge our oppressive conditions in the United States and erase the class divide between the overwhelming majority of our people and those few like you who have some wealth and influence. This is all our opportunity to do our best for our people and be on the right side of history.
Mm-hmm.
Signed, the original Black Panther members, Kling Claver,
Sekou Odinga, Cleo Silvers, Jamal Joseph, Yasmin
mm-hmm. Majid,
mm-hmm.
Victor Houston, mm-hmm. Paul Peebles,
mm-hmm.
Balil, Sunny Ali, Jahad Mumit, and Durambin Ben Wad,
uh-huh.
Kim Holder, Harold Welton, Harold Taylor, Arthur Lee, Rashad Birdsong,
Khalid Rahim, and Ashanti Alston.
Supported by Community Movement Builders.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
That is beautiful.
Yes.
So if you hadn't seen that
Let's go back to that. Any media inquiries as well. Any media inquiries, please contact Kamau Franklin at Kamau, K-A-M-A-U Franklin, F-R-A-N-K-I-N, at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you missed that or that just didn't happen to pop up in your timeline,
well, I could see why
it
wouldn't pop up in someone's timeline, hitting up to influencers
mm-hmm.
like that, so we could go ahead and get it cracking, popping, mm-hmm. moving.
Those were called action. That wasn't a conversation. A lot of people.
That's a call to action.
A lot of people have been complaining that we keep talking about it and, like, you know, what actions are we going to take and da-da-da-da-da.
Action taken.
So that was some actual action. Excuse me, you're fine. There's some actual action being taken and some call to action as well. So I would just honestly keep your eye out and be on the lookout for different things that your favorite celebrities are doing and aren't doing. Because as well, I know that a lot of people have gotten unfollowed and, you know, just blocked and stuff because of this. A lot of people are showing their, not even true colors. People are just showcasing their opinion about how they feel about certain situations. And a lot of times, if it doesn't support what everyone else is in line with, then you're going to mess around and get canceled at the end of the day, which is unfortunate. But at least we know who's there and who's not going to be there at the end of the day. Because a lot of people, when the protesting first popped off, when George Floyd and all that first popped off, a lot of people was like, well, I can't talk about that, you know, my friend, and it's just going to be a lot going on.
You're going to talk about it now because that Panther is out.
Yes. There's also been some performative activism as well.
Absolutely.
Some people, there was a video that I saw, this girl getting out of her car, unfolding a sign, and like taking a picture in front of a crowd of protesters, and folding the sign back up and walking away. She had on thigh-high boots. I don't know why you need thigh-high boots in a protest.
Don't seem like the right kind of boots.
Unless they were thigh-high, like, I was going to say tens, but tens doesn't support black people, so.
Anybody that's been in some type like of army boot. Yeah, anybody that's definitely been in some type of institution or whatever the case may be, or definitely understand when it's time for you to put on your boots. It's time for you to put on your boots. That means mm-hmm. you mean a serious movement. Whatever's coming is coming.
Yeah, I just thought that was interesting, and I was like, oh, okay. So that's just good to know. I would definitely just keep an eye out, because, and another thing as well, not everything is going to be showcased too. Just because you don't see one of the people that we mentioned, this letter was sent to, quote unquote, allegedly, then it doesn't mean that they're not doing anything or anything like that. There's a lot of work that gets done behind the scenes that makes a larger impact than the move that they, you know, make on the surface. So I would also put that in account as well.
And let's not lie to as well, these individuals, to get where they are, they had to do some business. Outside of that, depending on who you know doing business with, those individuals may have close relationships with individuals that you're actually going against, bumping heads against. So that also has to come into question. I'm sure a lot of individuals are probably going to do a little bit of a deep dive into who may be inside of their camp and what they represent. Exactly. I think that's the best thing that any artist at this point can do. Pay attention to who's inside of your camp. You are very bright and intelligent. King and queen, queen and king. Pay attention, pay attention, pay attention. Because trust and believe, we gonna hold you down, but you gotta make sure that whatever position that you're being put into as well, that you're doing the right thing by the people, because we are watching.
Yeah.
People are watching.
People are definitely watching. And also, because people are watching, just know that a lot of this is perception. I can make it seem like I'm supporting something all day long. Mm-hmm. I can make it seem like I care about Black Lives Matter all day long. But, you know, it doesn't always mean that someone cares. Definitely doesn't. It could just be more, I just know more Black people buy my stuff, so I'm going to make it seem like, you know, I support this cause or whatever. But
exactly.
Just pay attention.
Like you said about Bootsy, man, try to warn people. Mm-hmm. Don't go inside the store, because then people don't care.
People looking for something that's greater than themselves. And at the end of the day, you looking for something that's already been found. It's right in front of you. It is you yourself. Yep. You are that power that you're looking for. Something greater than yourself.
Talk about it.
It's up to you to figure it out and find it. I know that this quarantine time should have given you time to deal with some stuff and go a little bit with inside of yourself. But all the stuff we got going on, there's no way that this quarantine time was a time enough for you to dive fully into yourself. Exactly. That's like a good year of just like sitting in a room facing a wall, just
there.
You're like, you're shaking your head. I see looking off in the distance. You're like, yeah. Facts, or on the beach somewhere. That's where I plan on getting to know myself. So I know that for this love sack topic,
second
is also kind of our lesson as well, because we wanted to check in on everyone's mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And I know King has asked me certain questions to where it has like just made me pause really strong. Instead of him asking, like, how are you doing one day, he was like, how's your mental? And I know we've talked about that before, but just asking someone that versus how are you doing, like, you can ask anybody how you doing.
And they gonna lie.
Babe.
Yeah.
not right now.
All
right. Y'all, anyway, he says, he was just asking certain questions that really impacted me a certain way versus, you know, how are you? So I figured that these are, if you're having or you want to start a conversation with someone in your life and you're like, I haven't reached out in a while, I don't know how to approach this person, just show that I've been thinking about them, or just show that I want to know what's on their mind or something like that, then these are some conversations that I saw in a cute little Instagram post that I figured would help you start your conversation.
Okay.
So one of the questions is, how have you been sleeping?
Mm-hmm.
I know King and I wake up each day and ask each other, like, how'd you sleep? King always claims he's never dreaming. I don't know what that's about. I don't know what that's about, but I be having lucid dreams. Like, I be going on full missions. I took a train from D.C. to Japan in my dream one time. Okay. Was in D.C. at one second. Was in Japan shopping in their shopping district. A few minutes later, okay, and then had to crash back down into reality. And you know, it's still something I'm dealing with. But yeah, it's gonna get better.
Gosh, I just heard a lot of quiet. So what happened there?
It's gonna get better, because just imagine.
What happened?
Don't play with me. Don't play with me. Just imagine being able to take a train from freaking DC to Japan, babe.
Yeah, it would be dope.
Anyway, I'm just saying, if y'all would, you know, involve more black people in technology, you could already probably been there, but, you know, it's neither here nor there. Mm-hmm. Another question you can ask is, what color is your heart today? I thought that was a random question because I feel like it would always just be red. I wouldn't want my heart really to be any other color than red.
Would my heart be any other way?
Yeah, unless you're talking about, like, the little mood rings and stuff that was, like, really hot back in the 2000s. Then, you know, then you can say, you know, I'm doing purple, I'm feeling more magenta today or some crap. Who knows? What do you think about that question? What color is your heart?
I guess. I don't even know how to even approach that one. How is your heart?
What color is your heart?
There is a light that shines.
I say one of the questions I thought was good was, what story are you telling yourself today?
What story am I telling myself today? Mm-hmm. I'm kind.
I'm smart. I'm important.
I'm important.
Mm-hmm. Those are the positive mantras.
Yeah.
And you know that they said The Help has been one of the most watched movies on either Hulu or Netflix since this whole fiasco.
I'm sure.
Y'all. Okay. Another question is, what thoughts have been circulating around your head today?
What thoughts?
Mm-hmm. Negative thoughts, positive thoughts. I know we talked about this before, about the way that you shouldn't talk to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's ways that we talk to ourselves that we wouldn't talk to a stranger. So just trying to teach yourself some kindness. Even if you feel like, you know, I could do better.
Right.
You know, still try to treat yourself with some kindness.
Uplift yourself.
Uplift yourself. Because at the end of the day, like, who else gonna do it? You gotta rely on yourself to uplift yourself. And that's just straight facts.
That's a fact.
Mm-hmm. Another question that I felt like could get you into some muddy water. I was gonna say muddy water. Some, like, a muddy situation is, how can I support you? Now. Okay.
Okay.
I would not say this to someone who you all have, like, money issues all the time. Like, every time you reach out, it's a money issue. That's probably not the opening question. How can I support you? Like, you could send me that $100 that I've been asking for weeks. Okay?
Weeks.
Been evicted.
I was like, what's up? What up?
So, I would, you know, that's a tricky question. I wouldn't just reach out there and just ask someone, how can I support you? Especially if you're not trying to support someone. I've learned also in life, don't ask questions you don't want the answer to.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go and ask someone, how can I support you? And they be like, well, I was just trying to figure out who's going to help me move next Tuesday. You hit me up. What's good?
Mm.
Yeah. See how King just... That's a lot. That is a lot. It's not going to be like some cute, you know, TV move. You know, on TV, they're always like, hey, you want to help me come move? And they're always like picking around in boxes and never really moving anything.
Right.
It's not going to be that. It's going to be... Man, can you lift your side up? Can you lift your side up? Man, how the heck did you get this up here in the first place? Don't worry about it. Can you lift
your
side up?
Let's go.
You don't want that. Right. That's all I'm saying. Okay? A great question that I ask some of my friends whenever I hit them up, and I haven't hit them up in a while. I usually ask, what have you done for just yourself today?
Well, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. A lot of them, like, girl... myself, like, myself is still there. Like, I'm doing for everybody else. Like, I don't have time to even think about what I want to do for myself today. You know, I'm a mom, I'm a, you know, this position at this company, you know, I'm a cook, you know, when I come home in the evening, like, all these different titles. But I'm
could
not...
just be, you know, someone just turning up. You like, what have I done for myself? You know, just...
I don't want to be just turning up. I already told you, my mental is already retired. I'm on a beach. My laptop, it's a black sand beach. My laptop got some nice... The water doesn't sound like that. That water sounds very low vibration. The water sounds like a whoosh. Whoosh. It's a very powerful water that I'm hearing. That water sounds like the last that you're getting before they turn your water off. You know, it's not a very positive water sound.
Yeah, man, what? He just like...
That doesn't sound like a very positive water sound. if I'm on a beach or the ocean, I'm going to hear, like, crashing of waves, you know, against the embankment or against my body as I'm laying out there with my waterproof laptop. I just heard that.
Just that embankment.
You heard what I said? I'm, like, sitting in the water with my waterproof laptop. Yeah. Just letting the waves splash me. I mean, and I'm like, let me, I got to reply to this email. Like, whoa, waves.
Good luck with that.
But, yeah, either way, that's my mental self. Shoot. And another question that you could ask. This is the last question I have that you could possibly ask. And you can come. These are just suggestions. Feel free to speak your own. Oh, there we go. Mm-hmm, that's a crash. That's beautiful. That sounds beautiful. I want something more real. So I think another question would be really good is what lies do you find yourself believing? Now this, like I said, you can ask questions that you don't want the answer to. If you ask this question and it opens up some...
Go!
King, you know, it's some people you ask this question to and it'd be over. Like, what lies do you find yourself believing?
Mm-hmm.
Can of worms.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you know, that'd be about everything. I mean, we were lied to from Jump Street, you feel what I'm talking about? So, you know, some people had a little bit, you know, a little bit better on it, and other people probably didn't, so...
Yeah, that's facts.
It really depends, you know.
That's definitely fact. I just wanted to let you all know, like, you definitely have to check in on your loved ones. Even yes. if you can't call them or video chat them or whatever, FaceTime them. Great iPhone users. Then what you can do is just reach out to them via text. You know, a letter. You know how long it's been since you gotten a freaking letter from someone that wasn't something negative?
A long time.
I just wrote my baby brother a letter for his birthday. Used the, you know how back in the day I actually purchased a, what is that called, King? The thing that I have over there. A calligraphy set. Boom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Purchased a calligraphy set. And you know how back in the day you used to burn, melt the wax and then put the stamp on the envelope?
All that.
I got all that. Okay, I'm taking my time writing these letters.
You feel what I'm talking about?
But I'm a writer at heart, so, you know, I just thought that was going to be something a little bit interesting to bring me some more black ass joy in my life, mm-hmm. along with the painting that we also do. I'm pretty sure you don't know that we paint, okay? We should do a paint. We should do a paint and sip, like a virtual paint and sip.
That would be tough.
That would be dope.
That would be dope.
Let us know if you want to do that, because we'll definitely do a virtual paint and sip with y'all, okay? We're trying to get people more comfortable with, like, you don't always have to leave your house. Why can't we just turn up where you're at? You feel me?
Because we're already doing that right now. You know what I'm talking about?
Because even when the stay-at-home orders are lifted and everything, people still want to go out and, you know, rub shoulders with this person, smell this person. But it's just like, why don't we... The looking for parking, the paying to get in, you know, the trying to figure out where your seat is. Why not just pull up to your laptop? Oh, I'm going to this other QKJJ event. It's virtual. You know? Something like that. Get more people in line with that. But eventually, let us know if y'all want to do the paint and sip. Yeah. We'll definitely do more events like that.
I like that. You talking now.
Yeah. I definitely would love doing more events like that. But that's what I was pretty much just saying. Like, just more things that you can reach out to your friends and family for. And even if it's a coworker or something, just reaching out and just checking on them, seeing how they are and stuff like that. Just starting the conversation somewhere. You don't have to say the right thing to start the conversation, but just getting the conversation started is all that matters. Now, we're going on to our tech segment for this week. If you all know... Probably should know, or you probably do know if your phone was acting up on or around June 15th.
Ugh.
A lot of people were complaining about, you know, not being able to make calls, and I know I called a few people, and it went straight to voicemail, or it said that the, you know, like back in the day you call somebody and their phone was off. It'd be like, doom, doom, the wireless subscriber that you have called, or that you have dialed, and you pretty much know, dang, that person's phone off. I'm waiting till they put money on their phone.
Right.
But you don't have to worry about that now, because, you know, you used to run out of minutes and shit. It used to be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But now everything's unlimited. Back in the day, you wanted an unlimited plan.
Ha! You better okay. take your time with that unlimited talking.
Right. You better wait till after 7. At first, it was after 9.
Right.
It was free calls. Then everybody thought they had upgraded when they said after 7. Right. I was calling big people after 7. But I'm just saying, okay? A lot of people were noticing that they weren't able to use their phones and stuff on and around that time. Turns out they were installing the COVID-19 tracking onto our phones.
That'd be Google that. And iPhone.
Sip on that. Now, if you want to check to see if your device has the COVID-19 tracker on there, has been installed on your device with or without your permission, neither mind you, because we probably didn't, you know, hashtag South Park episode, sign some shit, don't even realize it.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on. This is the way to check. Android, go to settings, go to Google settings, look up under there. It says, let me check and see what mine says. Because I believe it just says COVID-19. It said, I know for a fact it said COVID. I know that much. You about to check on yours. Did you check yours earlier?
I did.
Was it on there?
I didn't see anything.
Okay, I'm doing it now. So, settings, Google settings. We're going to have to scroll, y'all. Google. And it says COVID-19 exposure notifications. And there, once you click on that, you can decide. Mine says this feature is off. But you can turn on Bluetooth in your location to turn it on. And hopefully yours has been off as well. But if yours is not off, then you have the chime. Great, iPhone users, we're getting to you. Settings. Okay, go to settings, iPhone users. Privacy, health, then COVID-19 exposure logging. Okay?
They went all the way around the corner for y'all.
I'm just saying. Because, we'll let y'all really know later on, but y'all, good luck. iPhone users, good luck. I'm just saying, go over to Android now while you still have a chance. Because at some point, I feel like Android's going to be like, no, you chose iPhone. You can't just switch from an iPhone to an Android. Mm-hmm. So come on over while you still can. Android users, fist in your direction. All right?
And y'all, I found mine. I made sure that my feature is off. Because mm-hmm. what they'll do, they'll turn on your Bluetooth and your location to use the feature. You can actually delete random ID, turn off exposure notifications, anyone that's around you. I mean, look, your phone uses Bluetooth to securely collect and share random IDs with other phones that are nearby. Random IDs are automatically deleted after 14 days.
Right.
So, if you have COVID-19, you can choose to share your phone's random IDs with the app so you can notify others anonymously. Device location needs to be on to detect Bluetooth devices near you. However, COVID-19 exposure notifications don't use your device's location, which I don't understand how it wouldn't, because wouldn't someone else have to use their location to verify that they actually have it? So someone near lying.
You, yeah.
Either the person don't have it, or they playing.
A collection of all three of them things.
I actually had a find mine in Google yours? Services in my settings.
Yours say Google Services.
Google Services mine, on my Android device.
Yeah, I was going to say, mine doesn't say Google Settings, but in my settings, there's an option for Google.
Yeah, for general.
Yeah.
Then I went to Google, mine says Services. It definitely provides device connections, a lot of other things, but I'm telling you right now, yo.
Woo. Oh, give me mine. You took yours?
Yeah, man, I checked.
You from no, I said about? You took yours right here. Okay, yeah. Give me my...
Oh, my bad, y'all.
Thank you. Yes, y'all. We're going to end this show off with a wellness shot. I got and just let you all know that hopefully, like I said, you can definitely check on your phone, figure that out. Don't panic. I would just do your research, because there was some back and forth. Like, I'm surprised that this even went. I'm not surprised.
Went through.
I'm not surprised. I'm just saying, because before they were talking about whether Google was saying whether they wanted to fully support this or not. And then they were like, no, we're not going to do it. And apparently they did without nobody. Y'all, we gotta go.
Right.
That is not all, but it is all for now. Remember to write us at qkjj.jj@hotmail.com. Remember to follow us on Instagram at QueenJam at QKJJ. Rate, review, subscribe, and embrace the facts, okay? Conduct your own research and remember to smile. Always love yourself. Queen Jam.
King Jerry.
We out.
Out.